Hello.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hearing a slight echo. I don't know if it's me or you.
I'm not hearing it.
Okay, good. I think it just probably went away.
Okay.
So, have you heard the guy, the Nobel Prize winner? I should have a little more information about him. His name is Luc
Luc
Montagnier.
Montagnier, yeah.
Montagnier. And did he win the, in 2008, he won the Nobel Prize, right?
I know he won a Nobel Prize. I'm not sure what year. I'm going to put you on speakers.
Yeah,
Eric's sitting here, and
please.
we'll join him in. Here
Yeah.
we go. Okay, does that adversely affect the sound quality?
No, I think it's even better.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Eric. Here's what I've got about this guy, Luc Montagnier. He has confirmed that there is no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine. In this shocking interview, the world's top virologist stated blankly, "There is no hope and no possible treatment for those who have been vaccinated already. We must be prepared to incinerate the bodies." The scientific genius claims of other preeminent virologists after studying the constituents of the vaccine, he says they will all die from antibody-dependent enhancement. Nothing more can be said. So this is a shocking thing. I got this from Dr. Rima Lebo, who was on my show either last week or the week before. So, what do you guys think of this? Any comments? It's shocking.
That is shocking.
Shocking.
Absolutely. And
shocking.
I had not heard that he was predicting that 100% of the people who received it were doomed.
Yeah, doomed. He said we should be concerned about burning the bodies, incinerating the bodies.
Why so?
Well, because there's something in these bodies, it's called a spike protein. And
Right.
this spike protein can somehow go from person to person. I don't know exactly the mechanism for that. But if you get this spike protein in your system, it's almost like you personally have been vaccinated. It's like auto vaccination or something like that. Sandy, have you heard anything about that?
I've heard a lot about experiments in the past with self-disseminating vaccines or self-replicating vaccines, and they were originally supposedly they were being developed to help curb rodent and pest populations like rats in urban areas and but
Yeah. How horrible
interestingly,
though.
I know,
Yeah.
but interestingly, one of the main sponsors of this research was a group that supported apartheid in South Africa.
Really?
No surprise.
If you look up Project Coast, and I got this from an interview with Dr. Lee Merritt.
Okay.
And she says it involves racial specific weapons of destruction, bombs, bioweapons, pathogens that attack specific population groups. It might be old people, it might be a certain race, but they are population-specific bioweapons.
One of the guys I work with, a really good guy, he's taken the second vaccine, I don't know which company he, you know, which it is, but I remember a couple of weeks ago when he took the first vaccine and he had all these side effects. And then I got this email that went to several people when he took the second vaccine that he said he had all of the side effects. So I haven't even, you know, like all I did was send him some links and ask him to please look at these. But I sent him those links before he took the second, but he went ahead and took the second one anyway. And I sent some links to another person that I work with, and I'm hoping they don't get the vaccine. Another girl that I know, she's a mother, actually. She's got young kids, and she recently took the vaccine. And I haven't sent her any links or anything. So it's building up that people I know, the guy that plays wood flute with me, yes, he's got family members that have taken the vaccine. And so there's, you know, this buildup
of
people. And Dr. Day says that it takes about four months for the, you know, these spike proteins, I guess. It's probably more than just the spike protein. But she says it takes about 4 months for this to really ramp up. So I'm thinking we're going to see this really starting to explode in August. It's just I was thinking about it today. So that's when I think it's going to come. So, yeah, it's so depressing.
Question, because some people, of course, have died within days.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
About Eric Clapton?
Well, I heard he had problems with the first vaccine reactions. And I think he took the second one, which is a shocker to me. And then he had even more intense reactions, but I didn't. How did that story end? I haven't heard.
We've not.
I haven't heard a final resolution either, just that he had very serious adverse reactions, didn't think he would ever be able to play again.
Yeah.
Couldn't control his fingers or feet. Yeah. But 40% of the total number of deaths associated with vaccines in theirs, the vaccine injury reporting system, has been active for 30 years. 40% of all vaccine-related deaths are COVID vaccine deaths.
At this point,
40% of all vaccine deaths have been in the last 4 months.
Wow. But we haven't heard any of this.
Right.
Right. Of course not. On
right.
News.
What we hear is it's safe and effective. Everybody should go get it. Pregnant moms, little kids from 12 up can give informed consent.
Even though it will not keep you from getting COVID.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no logic. There's no logic at all, right? It's sorry.
No, there's no logic. Which, I mean, I'm just floored that so many people are willing to just line up and do what they're told when there is no logic, no reasonable explanation at all for insisting that everybody get this shot.
You know, this is a whole other area of study, is trying to understand this delusional state of mind that people are in, and what it takes to get them there, and how the people at the top are so good at manipulating people this way.
Absolutely are.
Mark, you hit on it.
You hit it on the head.
Yeah, because they have been doing this for decades, the propaganda, brainwashing. Yeah.
Serious studies in that, and they even now are doing sociological studies on what's the smallest prize or incentive that we can dangle in front of someone to make them do what we want them to do.
Aren't they giving people donuts and stuff like that? Yeah. Get a free donut.
4 hours of pay when you're at a job that pays $10 an hour. You know, we'll give you 4 extra hours of pay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it like donuts in another store? I can't figure out which ones. Have you heard of that?
I've heard hamburgers and french fries. Okay. I've heard donuts. Ice cream. It's just amazing.
It is. It's so depressing. It's unbelievably depressing what's going on now.
If it wasn't so evil and insidious and sad, it would be ludicrous.
And life-threatening.
Yeah.
Not only to the people who actually get the shot, but to the rest of us then, too.
Mm-hmm. I saw another thing up on BitChute where this girl, she had gotten two of the shots, and after the second shot, she had like a tank top on, and you could see this bright red stuff forming under her skin around her neck and on her stomach, and it was really just grotesque. So I'm not sure how long she has to live. There was a guy from France, I guess, who was an EMT, who talked about, and they had the translation there of him speaking. He was speaking in French about, you know, all the people in their 70s and 80s that had been having strokes recently. It's like one after another, and they had all taken the vaccine. So that's another part of the story that I've seen. So
right. Blood. Yeah.
Blood clots, strokes. I saw another story about a mother who allowed her young son in high school who wanted to get the shot. Now, this is the key, because something triggered him to want to get the shot. Now, I don't watch enough TV to really know, but the few of the commercials I've seen are very quick and very subtle. And for some reason, people are vulnerable to that sort of thing. I don't quite understand it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think, let me interrupt real quick, you know, kind of the trend in doing TV shows, I don't know when, the 80s, probably the 90s, where they do the real, real super duper quick jerky cuts from scene to scene to scene.
Oh.
You know, I betcha.
Hmm. That's
which annoyed me tremendously. Unlike the old days, like watching Perry Mason, the camera would just be on someone for a whole minute.
Right.
I think that literally trains your brain to switch quickly and to not be able to focus for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something hypnotic about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. The only other thing I was going to say is Dr. Day says this COVID-19 is being used to bring in communism to America and every other part of the world. And I didn't know this, but she says the Illuminati, the Luciferians, the very rich at the very, very top of our society are fans of communism. They're supporters of communism.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And of course, they're sitting on the top and everybody else is wallowing in the ditch.
And now we're literally getting exterminated. The population of the world is getting exterminated. And I think those Illuminati Jews and Freemasons, they just want the world for themselves.
Yeah, they do.
That's the plan.
They want only the minimum number of people around that they need to make things run. More and more things can run automatically on technology, robots, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They want the minimum number of people, and they want them to be totally mind slaves.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to say to reach people. And in work setting, too, it's really nothing to do with work. So, you know, I have to be kind of careful about, you know, what I say and what I do. But there has to be some way to reach these people. Now, I have a family member who used to work for NASA, a woman who she's taken both of the shots, and she's very, I mean, there are people that are very enthusiastic about these shots.
Yes.
Right.
And even that is, to me, really, really weird.
Yes. I know.
Same here, Mark.
I agree. It is eerie and creepy and shows that they are already under mind control.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for saying that. And I
wish
I knew more about mind control. I know they, I think they brought it over here with Project Paperclip, didn't they, when they brought the Nazi scientists over?
I'm not sure if that was the start of it or not. That was certainly part of it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, one of the things that Dr. Day says, and by the way, if I just disappear, it's Skype does this on these kind of calls for some reason.
Okay.
But Dr. Day, who I'm having on the show tomorrow, which I'm excited about, she's very interesting. What was that?
What time will it air?
It is on Studio A on Revolution Radio at 4 p.m. Eastern. And
okay.
I'll probably have to send you. It's hard. It's I don't know if you've ever been out to Revolution Radio. Have you seen the two studios?
No.
Okay. I'll have to try to send you enough information. It's hard, actually, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It's not simple.
Send that today.
Yeah. I'll send it today. Now, one of the things that I was thinking about, now, Dr. Day thinks it's the tribulation already. And I was, do you guys remember Revelation, I think it's chapter 11, where it talks about the two witnesses?
I think I told you last year, a week before this happened, I was impressed upon to read through Revelation every night for a week, which I did, and then bam, this hit.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember Revelation 11 offhand.
Well, the two witnesses, it says, and I will appoint my two witnesses, they will prophesy for 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees, the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. Now, the one thing that I was referring to is 1,260 days they will prophesy. Well, I don't have my calculator handy, but is that roughly 3 years? Three and a half?
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know anyone that would qualify for being the two witnesses just yet. So,
right.
So maybe we're not there yet.
Not within the 3.5 years.
Not there yet. So I'll ask her tomorrow what she says.
Yeah. And of course we know about the 7-year period, but there's a distinction midway through the 3.5 years. Right.
Is the tribulation 7 years?
Yes, right. 3.5 halfway through.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. This whole thing, it's just so depressing, because I just think about, okay, at what point do I have to stop? You know, maybe even now. I should probably do it now. Just not interact. You know, I mean, I ask myself, you know, gosh, why am I even hesitating? You know, just maybe I should just, because I right now can do it. I can cut myself off pretty much from the world. Maybe that would be a wise thing to do. It's just a hard decision. I don't know why it shouldn't be. I waffle back and forth on it all the time.
We totally hear what you're saying, Mark.
We're struggling with the same thing. How much do we still interact and try to wake people up and save people, and how much do we just withdraw to the greatest extent that we can and protect ourselves?
I'm totally... I've never seen myself waffle back and forth so much on one topic. It's ridiculous. I seem that I just can't make a decision on that. I don't know why. What do you guys think? I think most of these pastors are worthless. They don't help at all.
None of them are saying a thing.
What?
Why aren't... Yeah.
And part of that is because of the government control. They're tax-exempt organizations. They're under the thumb of the government. They can't say too much to rock the boat too much.
And sadly, some of the congregation, we even know a church here that to enter, you have to have a diaper on your face and have your temperature taken to enter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so I talked with that pastor and gave him newsletters, and he's pretty much on board with the truth, but his last day is this Sunday, ironically.
Wow. And
then he's leaving to take care of his parents, because he's elderly. They're elderly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole 501c3 thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah, no one's saying anything.
That must be incredibly frustrating for you guys.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I've kind of stepped out of organized churches and stuff like that, but man.
Well, and I understand.
Completely.
Yeah.
In our sanctuary is an American flag that's bordered with the gold fringe, and you know what that means.
That's maritime law.
That's right.
Gold fringe. That means you have to prove yourself innocent, right?
It's
like normally you're innocent until proven guilty, but in this case, you have to prove yourself innocent, which is sometimes very difficult to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times the trap is, do you have any witness to corroborate where you were whenever? How do you live your life that every single moment, hey, I might be suspected of a crime, so I need someone with me 24/7 my whole life?
Right. Right. Gosh.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it'll be between, you know, once a person gets the vaccine, and what seems to be happening, I just want to compare notes with you guys if you're seeing this. People get the vaccine, and then they'll have some form of reaction. And it usually lasts a week or two, and then they're pretty much back to normal. And then sometime later they get the second shot, and then they have worse reactions that seem to last a week or two, and then they seem to go back to normal. So I don't think we're seeing the real symptoms yet, and I think Dr. Day says between 4 months and 2 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something else interesting about that magnet thing.
Yeah.
I was listening to Mike Adams, and he said there were some videos where it looked like little iron filings under the skin were gathering close to the magnet.
Wow.
And there some blood analysis had been done on people that had received the shot, showing that iron was being drawn out of the red blood cells.
No.
To the red blood cells were actually changing shape. So instead of being nice, smooth discs, they were like a pyramid-shaped or spike-shaped.
A pyramid shape?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's odd. And you think of the pyramids around the world.
Yeah.
All the gigantic pyramids, and we don't know how they were built. And how did these supposedly primitive people construct these incredible things? And what power were they interacting with to do that?
Also said that there were two research papers on PubMed, so you can look them up, done in 2014 concerning using a super magnetic iron oxide nanoparticles in vaccines. So then they use the acronym SPIONS, S-P-I-O-N-S, SPIONS, delivered in vaccines and then activated with electromagnetic field or pulse to alter DNA. It can be targeted to a specific site and have a specific action that takes place when it receives the electric pulse.
Well, the question I have is, are the people that have gotten the vaccine, are they still human?
Right. Good question.
What in the world? What in the world? This is like the worst science fiction movie I could think of.
It's worse. Yeah. This is worse than any science fiction
movie. It is.
It's diabolical.
And it'll probably destroy it will destroy reproduction.
Yes.
That's part of the plan.
That is part of it. Most definitely.
In England, or maybe Europe, but I think England, there's a record, 6,000% miscarriages.
6,000% increase in miscarriages.
In women in England in the last, 6 months?
Since they started giving the shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's part of the depopulation.
We've had 820-some lost pregnancies here so far, reported to VAERS, and we know that VAERS only captures about 1% of all of the injuries that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Traditionally, it's been 1%.
So what do you, I'm real intrigued because I know you listen to Dr. Tom Cohen, which I do too. I think his stuff is very interesting. So do you still believe the COVID-19 really doesn't exist, period?
There is no proof that SARS-CoV-2 virus exists.
Yeah. They haven't been able to prove it.
With no excess deaths, there's no proof of any new illness either. But I do believe that there is some new something happening, and I think that it does have to do with 5G.
Oh, yeah.
Every time, you're probably familiar with Arthur Furstenberg's work, The Invisible Rainbow.
No, I'm not.
Documenting that every time there's a change in the electromagnetic field around the Earth, whether it be the natural occurrence of lots of sunspots, on years that there are lots of sunspot activities, we have higher numbers of flu reported. Well, flu is not caused by a virus. There's not any proof ever that any illness was ever caused by any virus. Viruses are created in our bodies
to clean up the mess, right?
Yeah, they're good things.
They appear, and bacteria also are activated within our bodies to clean up where there is cell damage or irritation.
Hmm.
So, anyway, in this book, he documents that every time there is an increase in the electromagnetic field, a lot of people get sick and a lot of people die.
Like in World War II when they came up with radar.
Yeah. And a little before that, they came up with radio, and that affected a lot of people too, right?
Absolutely. And the telegraph lines, people got sick all along the lines where the telegraph ran.
Now, what do you think about Dr. Day when she says about the importance of eating vegan? Because I've been trying to push myself that way. And the concerns are you getting enough protein? Are you getting enough B12? All I can say after, you know, and maybe I cheat a little bit and get a little bit of protein food every once in a while. But the one thing I notice is I don't crave food anymore as much, you know. Like, I have to kind of munch all day long, but, and I think it helps your digestive system. So I'm just thinking, you know, we've gotten too unnatural here with the radio and the radar, and God, 5G is probably the worst thing in the world. And, you know, shooting these vaccines into our body is also ridiculous. And, you know, we've gotten away from the whole healthy lifestyle thing, right? I mean, what we think is okay, you know, like everyone, you know, you sure you can take aspirin? That's good for you, right? Big question mark. Big question mark. And I can go on and on and on about that, but do we really need to be eating the bodies of dead animals? You know, think of it that way.
Right. I don't think we have to.
I don't think we have to either.
I don't think we have to. No. It is in the Bible. And, you know, they ate animal fat. They ate animal meat. Just not certain animals. Not scavenger animals.
But did they in the garden? What did they eat in the garden? I don't think they ate dead animals in the garden.
Right. And, you know, Mark, I've always said that back then in the garden, that's plan A, and then after the fall of man, we're on plan B.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way I've always looked at
it. Remember when they were in the desert and they were getting manna?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they all wanted quail? So they were given quail, and then they just stuffed themselves on it. I think some of them died.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a message there, I'm wondering?
Right. Probably.
Probably. Oh, my. This is also...
I kind of think with Apostle Paul, all things in moderation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's very wise. I love the concept of moderation. You know, that'll save your life. If you'll pay attention to that.
Yeah. In all things, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
In all things.
Yeah. So there's this balance that we have to kind of maintain between even the negative and the positive have to kind of be balanced. We need to be neutral, kind of like water. You know, water always seeks its level.
Yeah.
And even though all these horrible things are going on that we're seeing, and we're all wondering, like, how do we reach people, and what's appropriate to say, and when do you go into someone else's business, and that sort of thing. I had a guy over here working on my electrical stuff in the house, and I asked him, I said, have you had the vaccine? And he said, yeah. And I said, oh. And he says, why do you think it's dangerous? And I said, oh, yeah, I do. And he said, he explained that he thought he had COVID, and he was real, real sick, and he had barely gotten over it. And then he felt that the vaccine would protect him. And maybe that's what we're getting at here. People just, you know what I mean? They think it will protect him.
But the protection from having had COVID, if you believe in the whole medical system, the way they teach it, Immunology 101 says if you've had the disease, you got immunity to it. You're not going to get it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You should not be vaccinated.
People don't even think.
Yeah, not in a logical way. It's like real emotional or something. You know what I mean? Mm. So there's a kind of, I don't even know what to call it. It's like a reaction rather than, like, they haven't thought things through. They don't sit down and really, you know, weigh the pros and the cons. And
With the propaganda and brainwashing, it's like, hey, what's the newest, latest, exciting trend that everyone is doing? I've got to do that. I've got to be in vogue.
That's exactly what it is, half of it.
Yeah.
Which is beyond belief, really, you know.
It is incredulous. But, Mark, you are right on it. It's so good talking with you, man.
I've got a few statistics, and I wanted to compare this with you. For the first 30 days of COVID-19, my notes tell me there were 40,000 adverse events. And we've seen Bell's palsy, cardiac arrhythmia, anaphylactic shock, and 5,000 cases of neurological damage. Now, this was all in the first 30 days. Sandy, do you really know how to use that website? I haven't really studied it. It's kind of tricky.
I've been on it a couple of times, but I usually honestly wait until somebody else has pulled out the numbers for me.
It's hard to navigate that thing.
It is.
They probably made it that way on purpose, too.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, guys. Well, I wanted to touch base with you. We could talk a little bit about the RNA and the mRNA. And Sandy, you're working on a book right now? Did you want to talk about any of that or not?
Not especially, no.
Okay.
I'm writing the book more for myself, to organize my thoughts and get everything down. But as you know, the picture keeps changing all the time. So, just keeping up with what is happening now is hard. And then you go back and but now I need to change this in my book. But it's hard. But yes, I am working on a book.
I've heard some stuff lately along the lines that Fauci has admitted certain things, like that there was research, gain-of-function research done that he funded for this COVID-19. Now, have you heard that too?
$3.5 million taxpayer dollars.
He pretty much has to admit it because the documents are all there.
So, and I'm sure this is the case. So doesn't that give us evidence that there is a virus at the bottom of all this or some kind of research?
There was research done, yes. But just because a whole group of doctors who believe that viruses cause illnesses doesn't mean that that's true.
And they haven't, some people argue they have isolated this virus. But I think if they have, they've just used a computer program, to kind of fudge it or whatever.
Yes, they fudge it with the computer. Everything that's ever been produced has just been drawn out of library banks and slapped together.
Very, very interesting. Well, there's a lot more research to be done here, that's for sure. I can only make myself do a little bit at a time. I don't know why.
I know.
I think it just burns me out. There's just something about it that's, the thought that we're really at a point where we could see, hundreds of millions of people start to die within the next year or two. And people like you and me, us and our little group here, we know this is going to happen. Or that it's likely to happen. I'd like it not to happen. Maybe something will prevent it. So we want to tell people, but, and that's what I like so much about Dr. Day. She just slams it out. I mean, she just, and she gives you the best picture, the big picture, you know? And most people are not able to say that there are these really rich, powerful people that are filled with hatred, that are killing, that have this whole plan to kill off billions of us.
Yes, right. Right.
They despise us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say two things very quickly. Mm-hmm. I have a handful of friends that have gotten the shot or a couple shots. I've known them for 40, 50, and 60 years.
Wow.
That's sad. I think of them. And then I lost my other thought.
Well,
okay. All of my cousins have gotten it, as far as
really?
I know.
Really? That's very sad.
Another friend said he just repudiates everything we say, and he said, why would they be doing this? What reason? He's just totally duped. He didn't have a clue what's going on.
Wow. And I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Mark, a few years ago when you and I first started talking about any of this and you would make mention of all of these things, and I was kind of in the camp of you're a conspiracy theorist and how can you know that and how does that, you know.
And that Mark guy's nice, but man, he's weird.
One of the things,
sorry.
That would always be in my mind and that people say now is, how could there be a conspiracy that involved all those people? It would take hundreds of thousands, if not a million or so people in on this conspiracy to make it work. Mm-hmm. And talking about the whole thing with COVID. But what becomes clear is it's like the Masons, circles within circles. Most of the people are cooperating, fully cooperating, vehemently cooperating, but they're not in the big conspiracy.
Right.
They're fighting because they get more funding, they get more government money, they get more something, you know.
Right.
They have their own reasons that are being controlled and predicted by the puppet masters at the center.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to describe it. I haven't heard it said much better than that.
Gosh, thanks.
But, I probably did seem like a very strange guy, you know, a weird conspiracy.
I was always very interested, but I thought, how can he know these things, and why is that true and not what I've been told? How does he know?
And a lot, we have another friend that I've known for 40 years, and he's known all this for 40 years.
Oh.
And all of our friends have thought, you're extreme. We love you, but you're so extreme. But no, he knew the truth. And I think people think, like Sandy said, well, how can you know that? And how can you know that that's true and not what we think is true? But it's because of the brainwashing propaganda through the media all these decades.
Yeah, I've often wondered, what is it, you know, is it how you're raised as a child? Is it certain genetics? Is it, you know, what your environment was? I mean, some people can, you know, some people will be interested and keep digging for the truth and find out these things like we know now. And then there are other people that just, they get snowed and they're completely hypnotized by all this. So, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to all that is. But,
right.
I've never seen a time like this, and I don't ever want to see one again. And I still want to see a happy ending to this. I mean, I'm even, you know, I know we don't want to go much longer, but I think about Trump, who I'm a huge fan of Trump, but he was behind the vaccine. What's up with that? What's up with that? You know?
Yeah.
I know.
I wonder, and we're trying to do what we can. I've got another 24 letters on my desk to go out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trump, since who am I to know or say, but I think he sincerely wanted to drain the swamp.
Yes.
But then you get in there and find out who pulls the strings. And to some extent, he had to compromise. But I genuinely feel, I heard something recently, I won't go into it now,
mm-hmm.
that he's tuning into the truth and not compromising.
Well,
and we
good.
Might see something coming back here soon.
Well, a lot of interesting things going on in Arizona related to the election. And, you know, finally they're starting to go back and look at this stuff. And obviously it was a stolen election.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Obviously.
And I would like to see some way of him getting back in power, but you got to get rid of the voting machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to get, you know, get the truth out about this dang vaccine.
Yeah.
And those are two big things that are going to be difficult.
Yeah, those are the two
right.
kind of main things, yeah.
And we got to get back the mainstream media, too.
Yeah.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. People need to understand the true nature of our government, the way it was set up, the way it was intended to be, and that all the laws that are contradicting our Constitution, we don't have to repeal them. They are already null and void. All we have to do is point them out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the television and newspapers, they're owned and controlled, whether the people that work for the TV or newspapers know, but the Illuminati signs their paycheck, and they're just puppets, just repeating what they tell them to say.
Right. That's so true.
Some of them may not.
Mm-hmm. That's very, so very true. So, I mean, I think it's within possibility that there could be an optimistic future in front of us.
I do too.
Yeah, we do too.
I do too.
It's possible.
Eric, are you sending stuff out to government people or churches or both?
Everybody.
Mostly
politicians.
Hmm, that's cool. Yeah. Maybe they'll read them. Maybe.
You know, somebody has to do something.
Right.
But, hey, you know.
I think the key is, first, we do have to fight the fires that are right in front of us.
Yep.
So we do write letters and make calls about bills that are being considered that are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But to really correct the problem, you have to start local, get involved in your very local politics, and make mm-hmm. sure that your area is being run constitutionally, that you have a constitutional sheriff, and that everybody understands how things are supposed to run, and keep an eye on the guys that go to the Columbus in the state, mm-hmm. at the state level. Let them know, we're watching you, buddy. Every vote that you make, we're watching, and you better just uphold the Constitution. That's all we ask. That's all we need.
I don't know if you remember from our last, I think I brought this up maybe from our last meeting that, you know, whenever I go to Tractor Supply or I go to work out or I go to the restaurant to play or whatever, I never wear a mask. Well, I had to go get my driver's license renewed. And
I
you too?
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't really have enough nerve to walk in there without my mask on. But so I went in with the mask on, and then I decided to take it off because somebody came in and then left real quick without one. So I took mine off, and I just left it off the whole time. None of the ladies working behind the counter said anything. I was amazed that I could, in the BMV, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd be able to get away with it there, but I did.
Praise God. Here too, Mark, I put it off until the last week. And so we decided to go, and we have never put a diaper on. And we just, I was apprehensive, but we walked in. Nobody said a word.
Not one word. They were very cheerful, pleasant.
They were very nice.
Absolutely no problem.
Amazing. But I wish more people would do that.
But maybe 6 months or a year earlier,
possibly.
It may have been different.
Possibly.
Oh, good point.
But, it is illegal
for them to demand it.
Because there are laws that protect our rights, and it is a health risk. It is an experimental procedure to have everybody wear them. It's never been done before, and it is, by definition, a medical device listed on the CDC's website as a medical device and regulated by OSHA. So they cannot mandate it.
Go ahead.
Because of the fear mongering, they cowed down and thought it was law.
Mm-hmm.
And
acting in fear.
The other tool that they're using, and they're doing this with the shot as well, kick the can down the road and put the responsibility on the businesses. They put the fear in the business owners that mm-hmm. if you don't force people to wear a diaper in your store or use the vaccine passport or lean on your employees to get the shot, we're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so true. And I think I remember hearing this. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But when a surgeon wears a mask, don't they like pump oxygen into that room?
Absolutely. Yes. There is extra oxygen circulating in the operating theater, yes.
Yeah, and the only reason they wear that, in case they sneeze or drool, it doesn't go into an abscess in the patient.
It is not to stop either bacteria or viruses.
Yeah.
What's going on is so evil.
It is evil.
It's
evil. Yeah, you know, the whole thing. It's insipid, inane, and foolish, but worse, it's insidious and evil.
And then for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of these platforms to say outright, it doesn't matter if this information is true or false. If it goes against the CDC's guidelines, we are banning it.
Yeah.
Is it Jack Dorsey that runs YouTube?
I don't know.
I think that guy is just pure evil, man. I've heard him speak. He's just evil. See, I'm not a violent person. I don't want violence. But our founding fathers had to fight in a revolution to have their freedom. And if it comes down to that, I think if certain states have to leave the union, I think they should, you know.
And I think they will. I think, Mark, what you were saying months and months ago about kind of a, quote, civil war, and you know that certain counties in Washington State,
Oregon
abandoned that, and now they are part of Idaho.
Are they?
Yes.
Five counties in Oregon voted to leave Oregon and become part of Idaho.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love hearing that, man.
Yeah.
So there's lots, as much of the bad that's going on, there is an awful lot of good that we don't get to hear about much.
Right. It's good to talk about it.
Yeah. I tell Sandy, that's enough bad news. Tell me.
And you know, I think this, we got to get rid of this DeWine character in Ohio.
Hey, yeah. I know someone that's sending him a letter tomorrow. Another one. About the 20th one in the last year.
Oh, man, this guy is like another Fauci or something. He just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know who or what Ohio would merge with. Will we merge with Kentucky and Indiana, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah.
I think Indiana and Kentucky probably have some conservatives in there.
You always thought so, but we heard some bad things about the governor in Kentucky, which surprised me.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Not as bad as Ohio, though.
Okay.
Although, Prattville County, I must say, is a pretty comfortable place to be.
Is that Kentucky?
No, Prattville County, Ohio, where we live.
Oh, okay. Okay. You guys are pretty close to Indiana, though, right?
We're right on the border.
Yeah.
You might get annexed. Indiana might get bigger.
Right. Yeah, we might.
That's really hilarious. Okay, guys, I really appreciate talking to you, and I haven't done it for a while, and it's a pleasure.
We love talking with you.
We love it, Mark.
We covet talking with you.
Okay, well, we'll keep doing this and try to get through this crazy time.
We will.
Hey, if you want to come over here, man.
Okay. Please do.
All right, I appreciate that. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.